Well, we've had a resurgent currency and the return of foreign investment help South African bonds top off the emerging market pile, with rand-denominated government debt having returned 6.5% in dollar terms this month, the best performance out of 19 major emerging markets tracked by Bloomberg Barclays indices. Looking at performances today, we've had the yield on the benchmark R186 bid pretty steady at about that 8.5758%, with the R207 at 7.37% from 7.365% previously. We're joined on the line now by RMB's fixed income specialist, Gordon Kerr, for more on what's been playing out in that space. Gordon, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So we had the announcement out of the BOJ today supportive of the carry trade, and that in large part being attributed, for the strength that's come through on the rand. How much of a support factor in your books?
Yeah, it definitely has been. I think that's been the trade that we've seen now pretty much since central banks, or at least since the American central bank started tightening in 2013, was this idea around calling the bluff. And I think if you have a look, the market thought that the BOJ was going to announce something a bit more aggressive, and they didn't. Some tweaks to the policy, but nothing to get too excited about. And I think based on that, then obviously we saw the yen weaken, which is good. And in addition to that, it obviously just shows that global monetary conditions aren't tightening at any kind of material pace anytime soon. And obviously that's helped the rand, and that's what we're seeing today.
I ask because it's come hand in hand with some positive local economic data today. We've had SARS recording a trade surplus of $12 billion in June, and that well ahead of a Bloomberg forecast of $5 billion rand. Has that taken you by surprise?
Not really. I mean, that figure is quite volatile, so it is expected for it to bounce around. I think seasonally we are going into a period where we should get some decent kind of local data. Our seasonally, obviously, this is a very nice time for us. So in the long run, continue, and I think if we get this kind of data, the rand will use it as a reason to rally. The volatility in the trade balance is not concerning me too much at this point.
What that stronger rand does, of course, is help alleviate some concern about the inflation trajectory in the local environment, which has been creeping up since hitting a seven-year low in March, and that easing pressure off the Reserve Bank to raise rates. So let's talk through some of the implications as you see it for the fixed income space and how you see that filtering through to bond market activity.
Yeah, I think inflation is going to remain benign, just primarily because of the fact that our growth forecasts have been so poor. So even the more sort of bullish analysts that were coming out at the beginning of the year have pulled back their growth forecasts locally. I think really, bonds have this ability to hit the sweet spot whereby growth is low enough so people don't get too excited about inflation. But it does hit the 1.5%, which is what National Treasury is forecasting. So no one thinks that the government is going broke anytime soon. And as a result of which, that should keep the ratings agencies at bay. So I think bonds do have this ability to kind of hit the sweet spot for growth, not too strong, not too weak, kind of in the middle. And that's really what I'm going to be looking for there. I really do think if you get your growth forecast right this year, it can really help you sort of solve a lot of problems when it comes to trying to figure out your asset allocation.
Yeah, Gordon, so far we've seen quite a pickup in sentiment towards emerging markets, especially in the month of July. And with that, foreigners returning as net buyers of South African bonds in particular. Do you see this being sustained, or is the risk of hot capital and outflows pretty rife at this stage?
Yeah, I think we've kind of bottomed out in that sense. So I do sort of see it being maintained and potentially obviously moving to the top side. Remember, while foreigners have come into the market, it's been in very small quantities, so I wouldn't get sort of too excited about it yet. I think globally we need to sort of fix a lot of more pieces. I think we need to see the dollar weaken a bit more, and that'll kind of give offshore guys the confidence that maybe emerging markets is the place to keep cash. So, yeah, I'm reasonably confident that things have turned around just because we're coming off such a low base, however. And that's just where I kind of leave it from that perspective.
Well, let's leave it there. Gordon, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Gordon Kerr, fixed income specialist at RMB.